Hey, what's up, everyone? Dude, we should have had a kazoo sound or like a sound of, or like a little Abram, make a vroom.
What the fuck?
Like
the,
a celebration, like the. Hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Preston, and I'm here with
Endo
and
Abram. What's up?
Okay, thank you.
I don't have one today.
No, that's good. That's simple. Okay, and this is the 100th episode of Typical Podcast. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shut up. Here we are. I'm excited. You dressed up a little bit. I like that.
Yep.
Thank you.
I was gonna wear a whole suit, but you're lucky I didn't have one.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I also dressed up a little bit. You were with me earlier. I was wearing a gray version of this, but so I was like, I want to get fancy. I'm gonna wear a white shirt. White long sleeve shirt.
What does the
pretty fancy?
What does it represent? Because
purity.
About that. It represents your abstinence.
I don't know. I just like the color white.
Yeah.
It's like white.
It's
shirt,
your favorite.
Then I got white shoes. They're kind of dirty, but you know what the hell am I doing? This is the 100th episode. It's not. It's not like fashion runway. Yeah, I'm excited. I will say, stick around to the end. It's just going to be me closer towards the end, and got something special. And Triple digits. 100. Down.
Yeah.
Down.
Well, how do you feel? I mean,
It feels a little. I'm happy. I'm very happy. That's what it is. I'm happy that I'm at 100.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't stop at like 30 or something.
Yeah. And knowing you, well, I don't know you that super fucking well, but I feel like
he's just some stranger. Yeah.
You just pulled up
like
you know, camera guy.
We've been friends for a long time, but I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't know the essence of Preston.
Yeah.
But I think that
come on, Rosebud.
You wanted to do 100 when you did one. Like,
yeah.
I think that you had that plan in your head. I don't think you wanted to just go to 30 and just.
Yeah, I didn't want to just go to like a 75 or a 73.
Yeah, no.
You don't want to stop at 99.
No.
None of those numbers. No.
Yeah.
No. How much. That's a weird question, but like, how much longer do you see this? Like, do you want like.
Okay, so.
400?
No, I will. Rosebud, what are you doing? I will. You know, I've thought about ending it.
Mm hmm.
Not my life, the podcast. And I've had a lot of thoughts about that of like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this or not.
Like recently or just like in general, like over the course of making it?
Kind of a little more recently. I was like 100, the number 100 is getting closer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that seems like the ending. But yeah, I will answer that. By myself at the end. Will you still have a job? I don't know.
I don't get paid either way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I just get a free Thursday.
Goldfish. Yeah.
I just get to like, yeah.
But yeah, you know, I'll just say, spoiler alert, probably not. I'm probably going to do more.
Okay.
Just
as like a production standpoint, like I think after 100, you could like 130 is like it feels like a good like number to stop at. Like after 100, any number is fine to stop at. I feel like because you can't stop at 99. You know,
no.
Like you have to. You're so close. You might as well get to 100. But like after 100, I feel like you've done it and it's fine.
Yeah.
After 100, you can stop.
Yeah.
I'll just stop now. This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like. Damn. I don't even have all the. I was saving this. Forward, it's just me, but I was trying to remember when I just started, but like I think maybe 2.5 years, 3 years almost.
Yeah.
So over the course of that time, have you guys changed a lot? Because I've changed. I know I've changed a lot. I've gone from. I'm gonna talk more about me, Abram. First.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
No, but yeah.
That was my bad. I asked the question and then I was like, hey, you know what? Actually, I.
Don't you know all about Preston right now?
Yeah.
No, I Yeah, so because the first episode, I just had one microphone. It was me and Brandon, and
you passed it back and forth.
Yeah, we passed it back and forth. Wow, you watched.
Yeah, I did do research when I had you as a guest. Yeah. And yeah, after that, when like we had mic problems and like we couldn't hear everyone on one mic, we're like, we'll just do a Preston and pass it between everyone. But we have like 8 fucking people on our podcast, so we can't do that.
No, it wasn't that useful. But I've gotten more comfortable podcast wise, on camera, everything, all that.
Yeah. Definitely, this podcast is definitely helping me like talk and stuff.
Yeah, you when you
how to talk.
Yeah, how many episodes have you done, do you think?
Probably like
you've done a little more than Abram, just a little bit.
The same exact as him.
Well, no,
the same exact I've been on camera.
No. There I actually maybe.
Oh wait. So I just said
no. Same as him. My first one, he was off camera with.
Wait, I was
off. Well, actually, no, I was here with Ryan, but then after that he was off with me.
Oh, like, okay, then yeah,
he
started in September.
But yeah.
He had
I gave you a mic before I gave him a
mic.
Yeah,
and he had fucking goldfish.
Yeah.
Oh, I was munching on my goldfish while everyone was here.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. And that's how And then like I think the next one after that he was on the camera.
Yeah, I remember now. But yeah, you've gotten better because when you first on it you were like
I didn't really know what I was doing.
Yeah, you were like, pointing. Hey guys, that's kinda what I was like in my first not really.
I feel like what a podcast is supposed to be is like you forget the mic's there.
Yeah.
And like it's hard to do when you're holding it in front of your face and then like especially for me, I can hear everything. Like if I move my thumb I can hear it. But like essentially like you're supposed to just like be having a conversation and it's supposed to flow and like it's hard to like understand what a podcast is when you're like first going into it. But like I think you've gotten better at it. So
you think
Yeah.
Definitely love the talking.
No, that's great.
Bringing me out of my show.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yep.
All right, enough of you.
Okay.
Abram's
turn.
How is, I mean, you yourself, he's been, if you guys aren't already aware, he has his own podcast with his friends, friends of his.
Yes.
Did you start it around the same, a little bit after I started mine, a little around the same time? You started like the same year.
It's hard to know. We hadn't. Oh, yeah. You had started yours first. When we had you on, we hadn't posted anything. Actually, no. We posted like 3 in a row.
Yeah.
Like, cause we recorded everything. We hadn't posted anything till like one day when we discovered Anchor.
Yeah.
Hashtag Anchor, pay us money. But yeah. So technically, I think you're first. We might have started recording before you, but you have yours episodes up before mine. So.
Yeah. And I'm at 100.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
And I haven't. We just don't record.
Like, yeah, I know. I'm like, not. That wasn't a shot fired. That wasn't.
Podcast war.
But yeah.
Never seen this beef.
No. But yeah. 100 episodes. I'm happy. So I was looking in a little, not preparation, but just to reminisce on the journey. I was looking back at like my early episodes and I was trying to do a thing where I would have friends on every single episode as like guests or just to have so that way I wasn't by myself.
Yeah.
I did that consistently for I think 15 weeks. But then after that, it kind of fell apart.
It's super hard to do that.
Yeah, it's because I didn't want, you know, I don't want to be annoying. I didn't want to seem like I just wanted to hang out with someone just to have them on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, not rather than like, oh, I like that person. I want to hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that's one thing. And then, you know, over time, I've done like a lot of solo episodes. I've also, when I was looking back, I saw that I had my favorite gray pants. There's like these gray skinny jeans that I used to wear all the time that I loved. But I don't have them anymore. I mean, I still have them, but they're ripped.
Like, who took them? Like, where'd they go?
No, they're ripped. They're, like, in a not-so-great place where I can't just wear them casually.
Okay.
And
where's that not-so-great place?
I think either the ass or the dick area, Fernando.
Thank you.
Yeah, just to clarify.
Yeah, just I'm more of, like, a picture type of
guy.
Yeah. But I have two. I had two. I think.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're both have a similar rip thing.
That sucks.
It was from like the washer. Anyway, the point is,
a lot of mad shit.
Yeah, the point is, a lot of like, I miss my favorite jeans, man.
Yeah,
it's like
that's the point. That's the whole point of this episode.
Yeah,
this
I'm
podcast.
Wearing my favorite jeans right now.
Yeah, are you actually?
Yep.
Why are they your favorite?
I got them while I was thrift shopping for the first time.
That makes them your favorite?
Makes it the first.
But you said it's your favorite.
Yeah. His favorite
it's
right
my
now.
My favorite in the first.
Okay.
That's good. They were his favorite in the store, so he bought them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, were you going to say more about your jeans?
Nah, just gray skinny jeans. I miss them. That's it.
So, speaking of favorites, do you have a favorite episode? I don't know if I'm like going off track.
That's a great question. Let's get more of that. A favorite episode. Well, I guess in a few different aspects. Probably my favorite. Realistically, it's not, but I'll say the first episode is my favorite episode because mm-hmm. it's like, boom, this 99 more later, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one. I'm trying to remember. There's a few favorite episodes. There was one I did with Christina Alvarez and like, I don't even know what number it was. She's done like three or she's done like a couple episodes, but there was one episode that I was just like, this is really funny. This is really good. So that there's one from her. There's one episode where it was me, Daniel, and Kelsey. And the three of us did maybe 20 episodes, 15, like a lot of episodes together.
Okay.
So there's one from that era. There's one. Damn. See, I don't have. I can't think of.
That's fine. I
just
mean,
a favorite. No. That's a good. It's a good question, though. I'm trying
how
to get
you name
specific.
Some of your favorite things.
You can have like a top three.
Yeah.
I like.
I want to hear a couple different answers.
I really like the Halloween episode I did with Daniel and Kelsey.
You guys were dressed up and stuff.
Yeah, we were dressed up, and it was just. It was funny. It was fun. It was chill. A lot of my favorite episodes were, funny enough. Where I kind of had something prepared, but then it just kind of went in its own way.
That's how podcasts go.
Yeah. Well, no. But
like in my experience, like you have a plan and then it just goes out the window and it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah. You were saying?
Well, no, not in that way. Like I had like jokes or like topics, right? Mm. But then. Actually, no. Sorry. I'm saying this completely wrong. Some of my favorite moments are like. Where they're I don't have a topic or like I'm thinking of how am I gonna get this joke? It's just
comes natural.
Boom. Yeah.
It's just there.
Because obviously it's fun. Because I didn't really work for that. It just happens.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I did like I don't know exactly how many. I'm thinking maybe 20, almost 30 episodes where I was just by myself. Those ones were different. They were unique. There's some things I like. I treated some of them like a YouTube video where like I would really come up with almost stand up. I would come up with like jokes, concepts, stories or whatever. And then I'd go in with preparation of like how I'm going to say these things. And I'd like ramble on a little bit and I'd be like, but yeah, anyway. Possums are attacking again, like that type of thing. So those were kind of fun in their own way, but I myself enjoy having people
To talk
do
to.
This. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's like, so I don't know if the mic picked it up, but, I think that is more important that you have fun because if you're not having fun, you can't do it. Like you can do it, but it'll suck and you will stop doing it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have made it like. This is just from a creative standpoint. You wouldn't have made it to 100 if it was just you every time. You would have gone on to TikToks, which is more fun. I think you would have just like enjoyed doing something else, and I think that would be super hard for anyone to do.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't wish that upon you. Like, it would suck to have to do that.
Yeah, because at the same time I was doing in the second half of this podcast life cycle, like, I guess around, like, the 50th episode, I started doing TikToks, kind of. And then, shit, I don't even know how many I've made. Like, I've made, like...
1,000.
I think I've made, like, 700.
700, damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Something like that. And those are, like, written down. I mean, some of them are pretty cheap and stupid. But, like, I write them down, film them, edit them. And then I was also doing the podcast. Because here, what happened was this. Sorry. Okay. So the podcast was, I started this because I wanted to be doing something, right? Because I was just going to school.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really doing, I wasn't doing vlogs like I was in high school. I didn't have like a video type thing every week that I was doing consistently. Yeah. So that's where I had the idea to do a podcast. Because I was like, I could do that every week. It's a little easier, you know, just, I set up the cameras and I just talk. And by that way, it is that easy, but it's not the act of doing it that's makes it hard. It's the length of doing it, of like just over time doing it every week, another episode.
You mean like, when, do you mean just podcasts in general, making them, or like by yourself, podcasts?
Just in general, I guess.
Was it like the ideas? It was like the...
Yeah, it's like coming up with ideas, then editing this thing. Because it's not like someone else is editing. Like, this is all... This has always 100% been me.
Yeah.
In terms of like... Before I had my friend Daniel or you,
yeah.
I was the one that set up all the cameras, lights... And even still, I set up all the cameras and lights, but you help me. You help. And he helps me too. Or he helped me. I don't know.
So how do you do it, Preston? How do you wake up every day? All.
No, yeah, continue. Let me.
I forgot what I was about to say.
No, keep going. Let me hear. Do that. Get in that spiel of
so,
like.
So, Preston, what do you think of like when you just wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm going to shoot another podcast. How did you get through that?
How did you do it? Okay.
Yeah, let's hear all the juicy details. I'm curious.
Nah, it's not like super crazy. It's just more like...
No, how did you do it? 100 podcast episodes? Whoa. I can never.
Well, if you put it that way.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah, man. It's a lot of, you got to be an individual thinker. You got to be smart. You got to not mess up your words.
You know what I should do?
Yeah.
For my podcast? I should just, next episode, just no matter what fucking number it is, put 100th episode.
You should do that.
So I can say I did my 100th episode too.
Yeah. And then we'll be like, congrats.
Yeah.
And then drop a mixtape on Preston.
We're going to have Fernando and he's going to be like, okay, what'd you do?
Yeah.
How'd you do it? Like, yeah. You know, it's just, I piss excellence.
Yeah.
Piss excellence.
Yeah, no, but like, mainly, I was just coming up with topics. Okay, what I've always tried to do, I've done my best. I've tried not to, but you know, it's a podcast and it's society and stuff. So I've done my best to not talk about gossip or news, like, a week's news article, you know, like in the moment stuff,
like the Kanye stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about the news.
Yeah,
I want to hear how Preston gets up.
I try to do my best to like not future, kind of future proof the episode, but realistically, that's kind of impossible.
Yeah.
But I try to talk about stories or things rather than gossip and news. But like the thing about gossip and news is you can get a lot of easy, you can get some good content out of that, but I don't.
Yeah, like
I try not to. I try not to.
Like Tiny Meat Gang is like, that's basically what they do.
Yeah, right? I like what they do.
Yeah, it's a great podcast.
It's just I don't want to.
Yeah,
do
that's
that,
not
or
Preston's
I can't
podcast.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah, like you want more of a timeless vibe.
Yeah, I guess like, so.
It's not a 2018 podcast. It's a podcast.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like there's no date. There's no like current events. It's just how Preston is feeling that day.
Yeah.
On that Thursday.
Talking, shooting ideas.
Yeah. Almost like a, is it Timekeep? Time Safe? Time? That's the complete, actually, never
capsule.
Mind. Capsule.
Capsule.
Oh, but, and capsule. Also, that is the complete opposite. That is just, that's everything of one time. Whereas I just said,
that's
I'm trying to.
That's the opposite of what you're
That's doing. Literally the opposite of what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So it's just wise words, being smart.
Wise words, being smart, shooting the sticks, right?
Shooting the sticks.
Shooting the sticks.
Shooting the sticks.
Yeah.
Shooting the sticks.
All of them. Shooting the sticks.
Pew, pew, all of them.
Yeah.
Just bang.
Yep. You all right, buddy?
Yeah. I'm just old.
You got back problems?
Yeah. A
couple technical difficulties.
Okay. What's going on with you? You okay? Like, we need...
Other than my back problems?
Yeah, we need you to... Do we need to stretch you?
Nah. Yeah, come over here. Each of you grab a leg.
We're all doing yoga for this episode.
Yeah. It's downward dog.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, let's do yoga.
I mean, not this episode, but maybe.
Maybe we'll have some goats.
Keep that in the vault. Completely off topic, but just something I'm excited for. Dying Light 2, the video game, comes out.
Is that the one with, like, the parkour?
I guess it already came out by the time this comes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard someone talk about that. Eddie Werbeck.
Yeah. Hey, fuck that guy. No, I'm kidding. I don't know who that is.
He's a YouTuber. He's really cool.
Okay.
He talked about it, and it's, like, really underrated, I feel like. Because no one talks about it. It's just, like, Warzone. That's all people talk about right now.
Yeah.
Like, Warzone. Fortnite is, like, falling off. But, like, Dying Light, I hear, is, like... With friends, especially, it's a different experience.
Yeah, this guy, we should play it.
This guy, he knows.
He knows it. He gets it.
He gets it.
This guy gets it. He gets it.
This guy gets it.
sorry,
so Dying Light, right?
No, that's it. I just wanted to quickly say I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm just
Dying Light came out 3 days ago. We don't want to talk about that.
Did it come out 3 days ago?
4 days ago.
When this episode comes out, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Guys, what else should we talk about?
When's Dying Light 3 coming out?
Sorry, you know what? We never addressed this. We have the old set. We're back.
Oh.
I have it back in the format. I realized I kind of hated that corner. It just didn't work. Like, whenever I had to look at Fernando, I was not looking.
You would throw up.
I was looking. I was looking hella away from camera and stuff. Like, it just didn't. We were forcing it. No. And
we wanted something like this.
Yeah, something like this.
And not looking at each other like
you guys could actually touch each other now. Like before, you'd have to lean.
Yeah.
And like,
no, I hella miss this. Like this feels more personable and more like this feels more my vibe. The other one, I don't know what the hell that was. That was like a dark age, dark era,
yeah,
which is ironically when you two like kind of started joining.
Well, I guess
besides,
we got it out.
It's not your guys' fault, but
yeah,
it's just
you got yourself in there, and then we came along.
Yeah.
Now we're at 100 episodes. You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy. I'm very happy. That's it. That's really mainly it.
Yeah, it feels like I'm fighting like the camera.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, why are you fighting the camera? What, it said something to you?
Yeah,
the lens.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just people looking at me right now.
Don't worry about it.
Is it a Canon? What is it?
It's a Canon.
Okay.
You want to talk specifics?
Yeah, I just want to know its name.
We're
gonna talk shit.
It's the newest and latest technology that we have here at the building. Easy $3,000.
Yeah.
Easy $3,000.
And then we should have another camera coming in, a couple more mics.
Dude, yeah, I am trying to get a third camera. I'm not going to lie.
You should draw up what... The you know what? We'll talk about this after the podcast.
Hold on, real quick. 100 episodes, right? Yeah. I've gone from one camera.
Yeah.
To eventually, I was like, you know what? I could use the second camera. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have one. Why not?
Yeah.
So then I went from one camera to two cameras. Then... I went to three cameras because I had my friend Daniel. You know, he was helping me. Right?
You wanted to put your fucking phone on me.
I did. And then I lost the third camera because it's Daniel's and, you know, he's chilling. He's chilling. I'm not mad at you, Daniel. You do your thing. I'm just saying.
Hey, Daniel.
We went from one camera to two to three. Now we're back at two for the longest time. And I did have an idea to use my phone. However, my phone has... all my ideas on it, so it was like I can memorize this stuff, but I don't want to.
Yeah, it's harder.
Yeah,
yeah. Who cares about memory?
Yep, that's what you should take away from this.
Yeah,
who cares about memory? But speaking of memory, that's what I think is for me, like as a podcast maker, I think
a podcast maker.
Yeah, like I think you are going to like being so able to see this. What? Sound cool?
Yeah, it sounds
It is cool.
A podcast maker.
Yeah, that's what we are. We do that.
Yeah.
But no, it's just like this. In a way, it is a time capsule for you. For people, it's content, but for you, it's like when you first started.
Yeah. Well, I also I definitely don't try to just be lazy with it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you just wake up and you're like, all right, here we go.
I'm not sure what you mean.
You just you know. You don't got that?
No, I don't. Know.
You didn't catch any of that.
No, because I was talking about something completely.
I wasn't even saying words, bro. I just cut you off. I did what you're not supposed to do.
Okay.
What the fuck are you saying? He's trying to brainwash the already people watching. Like typical. Typical. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Is that what that is? You're trying to like put that subliminal message typical in people then?
Podcast.
Yeah.
Christmas. Subscribe. Like. Comment.
Oh, okay. You know, this has the same feeling to me as the time when I moved the podcast from my personal account to its own typical YouTube channel. When I did that, I made like a whole like podcast channel trailer, and I had to like go back collect clips from old episodes, and it has the same feeling. Like I was looking back, I was like, oh, that's happy. I'm like happy. I see that I did all these episodes. That's where the happiness comes from mainly. Not that I'm at the 100th mark. It's that I've done 99 before this.
Yeah, like.
But it's cool to be at triple digits.
Yeah. Yeah, because like you said, you could do what I'm going to do and just label that episode 100. Or you could make 1 through 99 and go all the way.
Yeah.
What should we do? Maybe should we bring up now like where we go with it? The future? The potential? I don't know.
Sure.
All right. I like that. But does that go with the same thing we did after New Year's?
I don't know.
So Preston, the year is 2022. What do you got? What do you got planned for this year? What do you got planned for this year? Let's go. For the podcast.
What specifically do you want to upgrade?
Yeah, let's do some things this year.
All right, so I've done 100 now. Mm-hmm. Let's just say for the next 100, what's like things to be
two cameras
notched off, etched off. Jacked off? No.
Nope. Not that one.
You can say that.
Nope, notched and etched are both fine. And
those are the ones.
You went jack off.
I was going with off.
Okay.
Anyway.
Checked.
Checked.
Yeah. Checked off.
That's so much better.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well. And cleaner. When it becomes too much, like, yeah, I want a third camera. But I also have to keep in mind of other things I'm doing. Like, I want to do acting stuff. I want to do more, a little more serious YouTube video stuff. Just more stuff in general, which I've kind of been working at. So the reason I'm saying that is because that all becomes all extra work. And again, this podcast, I'm doing it, right? I'm editing. I'm coming up with stuff. So I guess if ever I reach the point where it's like, I'm no longer able to like where I'm not in complete control and I'm like, yo, I need an editor or yo, I need a camera. Nothing wrong with having camera people, but like basically the point where it becomes I'm just showing up to be like on camera rather than, all right, I'm doing my podcast.
Yeah.
You know, then that's like, that's the wrong direction or not. That's the direction I kind of would be like, all right, I'm leaning closer towards ending it soon.
Yeah.
The podcast, not me. Just have to make that clear again.
Preston is not going to kill himself.
Yeah.
He loves everything about this life.
Yeah, I do. I seriously do.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
I love everything.
Guys, too. You have to understand, like, I do. Like, no, I'm kidding. I'm like, what if I was just trying to convince you guys?
Okay, I believe it less now.
Yeah.
Preston may kill himself. Yeah.
No, I want a third camera. And that's kind of, that's really mainly all maybe a better second camera.
Ooh.
I guess I'm just looking forward to the people I have on and the conversations I could have.
You know what I think would be hella cool? If we had like the screen, two screens, two of those screen things.
Two monitors?
Yeah, those monitors.
Yeah, it would be cool.
To zoom yourself or is just like,
I don't know.
Just to have.
Nah, they're just really good at like focusing and like.
Yeah, it is actually really cool that we have one. That's something that has made this better.
And the audience, dude, has no idea even, what the fuck you're talking about.
No, I have a monitor on a camera. It's like, yeah, where it's bigger.
It's like a viewfinder, but more.
Yeah. It's like a phone, but bigger. It's like an iPad, but smaller.
Yeah.
So
iPad mini.
Yeah, because I've done so many episodes where no one was behind the camera. So like I just focus it. I sit down. and I look. I'm like, yeah, that looks like it's focused.
And it's not. No.
And then I've also had episodes where people have been here, and then I sit down and I'm like, hey, is it focused? And they're like, no. And then they're like, yeah. And then I look in the editing and I'm like, dude, it was not focused. But that's okay, because
I wonder who he's pointing at. No, it wasn't me.
No, it's literally been everyone.
We recorded a whole skit last week, and then Renato was like, wait, I didn't record.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I did do that.
Yeah. That was just one time, but that was okay. Like
a little segment.
Yeah. But you I will say you have gotten way better with cameras and now like good shit.
They had me on that like James Cameron shit last week. Like they had me walking backwards with the fucking camera. I bumped into the wall every fucking time. Like I didn't sign up for that. I'm just here like fucking.
Yeah. We were filming an intro for a vlog, and it was going to be it's a sketch. It is. It's going to come out whenever I have a vlog for it to be used with.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I was looking at it, and I hella hear you go. Because we've done
you
it
have
so
to cut. I breathe so fucking heavily. You have to cut that.
I can't.
All the audio.
I can't cut it out.
You can't.
Thing. I can't because there's no other audio thing. It's just from the
camera.
No,
just like just have the like a audio of ambient noise walking through your house.
No, bro.
You hear the Minecraft theme song while you're running away.
Just yeah, no. Because we did it so many times, and you're just like trying to focus really hard.
Yeah, because we couldn't hear the audio. We didn't have like headphones or whatever.
I didn't even think to tell you like, hey, try not to breathe so hard.
No, because I breathe super
fucking hard. Because I'm not near you from
and
the
it was terrifying. Like I'm walking backwards through a house I don't know.
Yeah.
Like half of your fucking house.
Yeah.
And I bumped into shit a lot of times. I almost fell down the stairs, but Fernando saved me.
Okay, it's not stairs, it's a step.
Yeah, one step, but I did fall.
Yeah. But
same problem today, Preston. That same problem really.
I guess my house is dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous when you walk backwards very quickly.
Yeah.
I was just running around. Let's just say I was jumping on some fields.
Yeah. You know what? Okay. This isn't the end because I myself am about to talk with everyone.
Rosebud. She's been here for 100?
Yeah.
What could you see like baby Rosebud to Rosebud?
She was definitely skinnier. A little bit. No, I'm kidding. She's got her winter coat.
Oh, Rosebud.
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 Not Rosebud. Interested.
Damn, she's asleep.
She's usually like.
Yeah, she'll
come over here like the first second.
Rosebud.
Do you want me to like wake her up?
Nah, she's okay. She's a tired
girl.
She's
done her 100 episodes.
But Freckles. Freckles.
Oh,
Freckles, come here.
You guys can't see.
Come here, Freckles.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, Freckles. Come here, Freckles.
She comes.
Freckles.
Ooh.
Nice. Come on. Come on, Freckles. She hit the light.
Freckles.
Come on,
she
girl.
She did. I think that's visible.
Yeah, that's okay. Welcome. You're a good girl. You've done 100. You happy?
Yeah,
Freckles
well, I
says,
like that.
I don't, did you hear that?
That's my favorite.
Yeah,
she. It sounds like me when I hold the camera and walk backwards. That's what she.
Yeah. Yeah, good girl. You're a good girl. But yeah, I guess. How do I transition this? Because it's not like the end of the episode.
Yeah.
You
Fernando, Abram, be gone. Hey, it's me. And as you can see, I'm now wearing the gray version of the white shirt. Now, what does this mean? What does this signify? I'll tell you. It has a meaning. It means it's a new chapter. And that new beginnings. Also, darker tones, so sadness, emotions. I'm probably going to cry. I don't know. Sorry, I had an English teacher moment. Find the meaning in whatever it said on chapter 3, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, yeah, it's just me. And I am here. What the? 100 episodes and I don't even know how to do this. Okay. After 100 episodes, I still don't know how to do this, apparently. All right, I have a speech and I might read it from my phone every now and then. That doesn't take away how heartfelt and the emotion from it. It's just, I don't want to fumble the bag and just say not the right stuff. In fact, it's actually all of what I written might be not the right. Anyway, this podcast has changed and grown a lot over the course of 100 episodes. I have had positive comments and support from all of you, as well as negative ones, but those ones never really been constructive feedback. I have to thank everyone that's been on the podcast, because without them, I would not be at 100. I wouldn't have... I would have stopped. And I appreciate everyone that's been on here, and the people, and the people who have been on it, but due to technical difficulties / fuck-ups, those episodes weren't made, and they didn't happen, but there is some good stuff on those episodes, and I'm sorry to the 4 people that has happened to, and the 5 times it's happened to just me when I've done a solo episode, 5 separate times. You know who's in charge of that? Those ones? Just me. But yeah, I really want to thank everyone who watches and listens, because sometimes I forget people watch. And the fact people do watch motivates me to make this. And at the same time, I pressure myself to make it good. The reason I said it like that was because it sounded a little not from the heart, but I mean that. Like, you guys, I'll explain why in a second. I want to be transparent with the numbers, which I've joked about in the past. You know, I made it seem like it's a little bit more than it actually is. I have a little over 2,000 listens total for the audio version. The amount of listeners fluctuates each episode, but there's about 10 people who listen to every single episode. So thank you to those 10 people, but also thank you to anyone who's checked it out, or just out of curiosity. My single highest viewed episode has 160, and that was on my personal YouTube channel before I moved over onto the typical YouTube channel to separate me to podcast. And I have 19 subscribers, I believe, or maybe 20. Maybe someone just minus one. I don't know. But yeah, and about 30 people watch every episode on the new channel. Before my old one, there was like probably the same. Compared to a lot of other podcasts that have been doing this for 2.5 years or however long, it's kind of a low number, but it's my number, and I'm happy with it, and I appreciate it. So to those 30 people, thank you. Seriously, thank you for taking time out of your day. And seriously, thank you for taking time out of your day and watching, or maybe not taking time out of your day and just putting me on in the background. That's also fine too. I'm gonna do some time travel stuff. Thank you too, people that have now joined and become fans of the podcast. I know you came to check out the 100th episode, and as you can see, I couldn't remember to say that. I had to look at my phone. So I want to say thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me and us at whatever episode number I'm at now. I made 100 episodes total. I don't know the exact amount of hours of recording time, but it's a lot of hours. And that's not counting about the extra 2 hours it takes me for me to edit these. And then some of them I make little highlights to post, kind of like advertising, which I kind of like doing, but I also kind of don't like doing. Anyway, screw that. All right. At the very end, it says, let's do 100 more. Thank you. I'm not going to commit to that. I'm just going to say thank you and to more. But okay, with this speech out of the way, I asked some friends who have been on it, and some of them sent me a little congratulations video, and I'm going to put them on here. So let's do that.
Hey, Preston. I'm here. I'm making a new video. It's 7:30 in the morning. My hair and beard look awful. But I just wanted to say congratulations on 100 episodes. It's no small feat. I've had a lot of fun working with you and Fernando and everyone else, you know, on various projects. I appreciate the opportunity to be productive and creative during my 2-year hiatus. You know how difficult it's been. But yeah, it's been a great time. And I look forward to working with you more in the future.
That was actually really sweet, Abram. When you sent it to me and you're like, hey, I just did it in the morning, blah, blah, blah. When I saw, because I just saw the thumbnail, I thought, this motherfucker, he just woke up and just sent me a video. But, I mean, I knew it was going to be, that was really nice. Yeah, I'm glad you do this too. I'm glad we're hanging out.
Hey, P-Dog. Congrats on 100 episodes. Weird girl, little bro.
Thank you, April.
Hey, congratulations. Happy 100th birthday, Preston.
I hate that that was so good. That was good, man. That was good. I hate that I like that so much. Thank you, Carr. Thank you. That was actually really... That was... Okay. God damn it. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry over Carr's video at all. No, that doesn't make sense. It was funny. I'm not gonna... Thank you.
Hey, my name's Daniel. You might have seen me on some of the podcast. Just wanted to wish Preston 100 the happy episode. And better ones to come.
Daniel, I'm very happy that you helped me make a lot of episodes. You were definitely, I don't want to say, my rock. I don't know if that's the right saying or not, but it was like you did a lot of episodes with me, and a lot of those episodes would not have been, essentially, if you didn't start doing this, I would have 100% stopped, because I wouldn't have been able to have someone who was consistent and like just wanting to be there. Thank you, Daniel.
Hey, Preston. First of all, I wanted to say nice fade. Secondly, I wanted to congratulate you on your 100th podcast episode. We love all of them. I can't wait to see this one. And, you know, I just wanted to do a little short couple second recap on my favorite screenshots from your podcast.
Yeah. What the fuck? Alright, he full on edited his. Hold on. I have to see these frames. Okay. The music made it perfect. That was incredible production. I'm really, thank you. I don't know.
Congrats, Preston. Keep that shit up.
He's obviously on his way home from work, but thank you, Keaton. that was classic Keaton. Classic Keaton. I like that. That was like a car level, like short, sweet, simple, but it was good. Thank you.
Hi, Preston and friends. Congrats on 100 episodes of Typical. That's amazing. And also, apple juice is still better than orange juice.
You had to do ASMR. You had to do ASMR about apple juice. No, I'm kidding. No, that was really sweet. Thank you. But no, you're absolutely wrong. Not even slightly correct. But you know, you could live your life with ignorance. That's blissful, I've heard. No, thank you. Thank you, Kelsey. Thank you. God damn it. No, I'm not gonna cry. I'm only halfway. I'm not gonna cry. No, stop. Okay. See, I didn't know if I was gonna cry or not. I keep sensing a little bit that I might. And it's because I'm seeing all these people who I've asked to be on it, and they've all helped me. They've all been on it. They went out of their way to hang out. I mean, they're all my friends, but you know, it's there's a feeling when I ask people to be on here of like, I mean, it's like kind of like my job, but I don't want them to feel like I'm only want them to be here because of that. I want, like, they're my friends and people I care about, and they're interesting. So seeing all this from all of them,
Hey Preston, congratulations on reaching your 100th episode on your podcast. That's literally so exciting. It's been an honor to be on the show a few times now, and I wish you nothing but the best with your show and your future, and congrats again.
Thank you. That was really nice too. Almost as if I was there and I was holding you at gunpoint. No, I'm kidding. That was good. I was really thank you. Thank you, Christina. That was really sweet. I appreciate it. You were on like one of the earlier one of the earliest, you're like the third, fourth. You were in one of the episodes before under 10, and then you were in more, and thank you for doing them. You're a good friend, and thank you.
Yo, what's good, P-Dog Pims? You know, I just want to congratulate you on 100 episodes of your podcast, you know, I think it's been really great that you've done 100 episodes so far, and you're going to continue to keep going. I can't wait to see what you do from here on out. Congrats, bro.
Thank you, Ramon. Thank you. I was going to, like, I know you, so I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm just going to say thank you. I appreciate it. And, yeah. Thank you.
Hey, yo, P-Dog Pims. P-Dog. P-Doggy Dog. Congrats on the 100th episode of Typical Bro. Can't wait to be on it next time.
A lot of these have me almost to tears, and like I'm just like I'm getting all emotional, and then right. I guess maybe I should have looked at these beforehand. Nah. Then you don't get the raw. I don't know. Anyway, thank you, Ryan. This is I don't know. I guess classic Ryan. Yeah, that is kind of a classic Ryan. But also he was. He also told me he was running late, so he was just like, here, I got it. I could send it to you real quick, and I kind of needed it so that way I can do this section. But thank you.
Hey, congrats, bro. Doing it.
That was my sister. Thank you. I don't know. Back at you. Thank you. You're doing it, too. Whatever it is you're doing, you're doing it. No, I appreciate it. Thank you. You're the best.
Hello. Oh, it's a nice view, isn't it? Floor 89.
Bro, hurry up.
Hold the screen, dude.
Before we continue this video, I want you to know I'm the one holding the camera. We had this idea to make this. This was his thank you, congrats video, whatever, right? But I just wanted to be clear that I am holding the camera, but I am not forcing him to say whatever he has to say. This is all coming from him. And yeah.
Hey, typical. Yeah, it's been really fun. Stuff that I've been doing, like, out of my comfort zone. Hey, typical podcast. It's been a...
We're gonna just cut everything together, like...
Hey, typical, it's been a really... I'm not starting the... I don't know, it's better than doing nothing, I just... I'm gonna start... I think I got it now. All jokes aside, though, thank you for having me. The skits, meeting the people... Yeah, just have meeting them was, like, the greatest thing. Oh, can it be, like... Congratulations, like, congratulations. Yeah. Hey, bro, touch my hand. Wait, after I say the next thing. And you've been nothing but supportive on the journey. Did you do the thing? No. Doing skits and, you know, coming up with ideas, getting to meet everyone has been great.
Keep going.
I enjoy doing this instead of nothing. I mean,
real sentimental. This is all coming from his heart, straight from the heart, from him to me behind the camera, to me again in editing, and now to all of you.
Coming out of my covers. Typical Preston. Congratulations on 100 episodes. I'm gonna start over.
Thanks, Fernando. I don't know if you could tell, that was literally on the day we were recording the 100th episode, like immediately after. We were like, Fernando didn't send one yet, so he was like, oh, we can make it. He had the idea. That was all his idea. So yeah, that was, thank you. Thank you. All right, last but not least.
Preston, my guy, congratulations on 100 episodes of the typical podcast. It's crazy just see how far you've came improvement wise and quality wise. You know, I remember when we first started off, literally the first vlog.
Oh my, I was just.
Sorry,
I'm pausing it. Before he like pointed it out, I was like looking in the corner and I was like, oh, wait, why is that? Is that my vlog? Is that my video?
To the viewers, I was the first person ever to be in a Preston vlog. Not on the podcast, but in a Preston vlog. Real ones, no. but yeah, man, it's just great seeing the brand expand and you expand yourself. You know, thanks for being a great friend in general. Even just outside of all your creations, just all the trips we have and all the memories we've made with the squad and just being a great friend, always there to talk to somebody and just chat about whatever. Also, you know, thanks for plugging the personal brand. If you don't know, I'm T Money Beats. I'm in every podcast because I made the intro song.
I thought for a split second he was about to go, I'm T Money Beats. You can follow me. You can check me. But that, I'm glad he didn't do that though. No, I'm kidding. It would have been fine if he did that. It shows a little more to his character. What the fuck am I saying? Let's just keep going.
And the outro song for the vlogs too. So I don't know, Preston, if you want to plug me, you know, maybe put a little link or.
I spoke too soon. I spoke just a little too soon. Instead of him plugging himself, he's asking me to plug him within.
Maybe put a little link or banner or not. Whatever, I'll just look stupid. But yeah, keep on working hard. Can't wait to see where the podcast goes and where you go. And just don't forget me when you win your Oscar, man. All right.
That was really nice. Thank you. Thank you, Tyler. But yeah, he has made the intro and the outro for the vlogs. I mean, they not for them, but like he's made music. He makes music and I like a lot of his music and I listen to every single one. And he is also one of the people that watches every single episode. Again, like I said, whether it's on in the background or not, he still clicks them, lets it play out most of, I think. I mean, no, not I think. He sends me snaps every now and then of like funny moments or like things from my videos, which I appreciate a lot and greatly. Because I don't get a lot of feedback from people, but sometimes they're from close friends. Sometimes it's from just a fan or like someone who just found it and is like, hey, this is really cool. I like what you're doing. And yeah, that's cool. So I almost didn't ask people. I almost didn't ask my friends and family to send me a video. Cause I felt like it was gonna be kind of weird to ask people I care about, hey, say congrats to me. I almost thought that was kind of weird. But it wasn't about the congrats. It was more about like, I essentially started this with all these people, you know, at different moments, but so I wanted to bring as many of them at, not the end, but that 100. And I don't know if speechless might not be that great for a podcast type thing, because I'm like struggling with words, but maybe that makes it fine. Because I didn't know. I'm not sure if I. No, I am going to keep in. I'm going to keep in a lot of the rawness. I'm not going to try to just make it just laughs and like me smiling. Because I did get a little emotional watching these. I have no words to truly show how appreciated. I just want to say thank you to all those people, all the people who couldn't send theirs, and to everyone watching and listening. I mean, I know I don't have, like, big-time numbers. I don't really care. Or I guess maybe I do a little bit. That's probably why I brought it up. So, yes. I guess I'm just going to end this episode with saying thank you for watching and listening. This is Typical Podcast. And see you next week.